This date did not turn into a love connection. Saturday, September 21st, 2019, at about 4:30.
Yeah, the music,
I recognize that voice.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah,
if
you, you know, if you drive around in the car, I get in the car around 2:30 every morning, and when I have it in tuned into KTAR, or even on Arizona Sports 98.7, you'll hear Silent Witness piece comes up. And a couple of days ago, Jamie, there was a tweet. I saw you send it out, and our news director, Martha Maurer, sent out how proud she is of you for your service to our community, because this week, Silent Witness recognized you for more than 840 episodes of Silent Witness.
Yeah, I'm working on 842 right now. That'll start airing next
gosh,
week. You'll want to hear it.
So it started.
But, you know, I don't like talking about me getting an award, although I love talking about the program Silent Witness.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you started this 16 years ago.
Right.
I started working in the newsroom about 10 years ago, and I used to see a then Phoenix police detective or sergeant Paul Pinzone up here every week.
Yep. And I started it on KTAR.
Right. So talk, why do you do this? How did you get started and why do you do it?
Well, at the time I was a reporter here and I had the Phoenix Police Department as my beat, so to speak. So I knew a lot of the people down there and I knew there were a lot of unsolved cases. I knew about the Silent Witness program and I thought, you know what? Our station has always been very committed to the community, the safety of the community. I said, what a better partnership. Let's try and get something together, some type of program where we can use the power of radio to profile these unsolved crimes. Because, you know, years later, I prefer to profile the cold cases, not the ones that have gotten a lot of media attention recently. Because, you know, years later, people may have been willing to talk, may have slipped up, or people don't feel afraid to talk anymore and may be able to provide those clues. And one thing that's really cool about Silent Witness, I mean, it was explained to me, it is so clandestine the way they do this to keep tipsters anonymous. I mean, you're given secret numbers and you go to the bank and show them this number and they have no idea who you are and Silent Witness doesn't know who you are. And it's the way it's done, you are assured anonymity when you give your tips.
And do you happen to know approximately how many cases have been solved thanks to Silent Witness? Do they ever release those numbers?
They do not release those numbers. And one of the reasons is it's all about the anonymity. They don't even want people. I do know this. It is very successful in helping them solve cases. But they don't like want to, you know, have a case that comes out and they say, yeah, thanks to tips to Silent Witness, this was solved, because they want to protect that anonymity as to the far-reaching corners, you know what I mean, and not even let people know that a caller helped solve it. So they don't really give us a lot of numbers as far as how many Silent Witness cases have been solved just because of Silent Witness. But I do know that it is a very large number.
And so the overarching theme of this and the moral of this is, Jamie, if you know something, call
480-WITNESS. And by the way, it is run out of the Phoenix Police Department, but Silent Witness includes all of the law enforcement agencies across the valley. So,
well, God bless you and the Phoenix Police Department and everybody who does it. I know you don't like credit.
I don't, but it does let me help catch bad guys without actually having to run.
Yeah,
so
more than 840 episodes, Jamie West and Silent Witness. That's a really good program.